Welcome to the party!
Yo, 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 yo. A lot of things to talk about, people.
Party nerds, we are back Tuesday night here at Wildfire Radio, 6:45 p.m. Live on Instagram.
Yeah, baby.
Two fingers, everybody.
Shout out to Eight and Sam Beer Company.
Woo!
Providing us with the nice, refreshing alcoholic beverages tonight. Mm,
that's right.
Tasty.
Fuel for cussing.
Out in Woodbury, New Jersey. Go check them out. They got a dope, dope spot, and the beers are off the hook. Just saying. It's Jervis here. I got some of the nerds in the house tonight with me. My man, Wakanda himself.
Oh, man.
My brother James.
You know what?
What's up, bro?
Hey, man, everything's light skin. You know what I'm saying?
I think.
All facts.
It's a light skin world for you.
Every day.
Every day, all day.
Beige all day.
Beige all
day. But we got a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Indeed.
Yes, we do. And then we got the butcher herself, Babs.
It's me. How are you?
We chilling. What's up with you?
Good. How's your Thanksgiving?
It was good.
Yeah.
Ate a lot. Drank a lot.
Good.
Don't remember it.
That's exactly how Thanksgiving should be celebrated.
That's it.
Well, I'm glad to be back. I missed you guys.
Yeah, we miss you too. You putting in that work?
Yeah,
always.
You know it.
If y'all gotta check out Babs. She goes live on IG.
Mm-hmm.
She always creating some shit and putting cosplays together and all kinds of shit, yo. So check her out. She be doing her thing.
Thank you, Jervis.
We got your boy.
Your boy Ed's in the house.
Ed.
What's happening, y'all?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. I had a crazy weekend.
Man. How was PAX, brother?
Yeah, you and Babs was out doing some work, right? We're going to touch on that a little bit later. Where was y'all at real quick, though?
PAX Unplugged was awesome, man. Just getting out there. Just being able to experience a convention that was strictly, like, non-electronic. Tabletop, board games, everything was there. It was so much fun just being out there for three straight days in Philadelphia. It's something they started last year, and it's going to be a yearly tradition going forward.
What's up? That's what's up. And then we got the other half of the tandem, AJ.
Yo, what it do?
What's up, man?
Yo, I'll tell you what's up. This new Spider-Man movie, though. Ooh-wee. This movie is the shit.
Yeah.
So good. I loved it. We can talk more about this more in detail later, but like,
yeah, AJ went to
pre-screening. No spoilers, of course.
He went to the screening of that. But when we was in New York Comic Con, we saw 30 minutes, the first 30 minutes of it, and that shit was fire.
You know how far the first 30 minutes?
Yes, sir.
It gets significantly better.
See, that's
the thing. It's so good.
Yo, wow. I loved it. Remember, I called that was going to crush Aquaman when they both come out.
It's definitely
going
to be Christmas the better.
Wait, they coming out the same day?
No,
one week after the other. Okay.
Aquaman and Bumblebee come out the same day.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that bullshit movie, too, in a minute, probably, too.
Yeah,
so, and then we got my man, Pots and Pans himself, Devin Wade.
I don't know what the fuck Pots and Pans is, nigga.
That's old school shit, bro.
Pots and Pans?
Yeah, man. Ask your moms about that. She'll tell you what that is.
Shit. All right, I'm going to get up and leave.
All I'm training to do is choke people to death.
That came out all wrong. That came out like,
hey, everybody, we'll see you guys next week on the Party Nerds.
And signing off.
Ask your family. They can tell you about
it. No, why you keep doing it?
This sounds so much worse.
You know what just popped in my head? That scene from White Chicks. Oh, you want to talk about mothers? It's mother time.
I mean, it's just an old school saying. Taylor, you know, right? Taylor's
not in with you on this one. My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it.
Saying, that's just an old saying, but everybody that's old school asks your peoples about that. They can tell you. Never mind.
Gotcha.
And we got a guest in the house. Oz, what's up, man?
What up, baby?
Yeah, what's up, man? Help build me out, bro. You heard that, right?
You're on your own, bro.
Stick together.
Yeah, this is, you know, dude, how we work on Team Light Skin, man. We don't engage in this behavior.
Nope. You will always find us in the background doing the two-step.
We too cool for this shit, man.
Yeah, my apologies.
Oh, them motherfuckers about to bang.
I
want
to give my apology on record. I apologize. But it wasn't meant like that. It just came out wrong. That's all I'm saying, man.
Hey, man. We don't have that type of problems in our community.
Nah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we cool. Me and your moms is cool, man. I'm just saying.
Jesus Christ.
I'm saying it like that. Y'all twisted my shit up. I don't mean it like that, man.
Let's move on to the topic
Let's talk Captain Marvel, man. Let's talk Captain
All right,
Marvel.
So, yes, as we know, the past couple, it literally dropped a bomb about 3 days ago. They said they were going to release the Captain Marvel trailer at halftime of the Eagles-Redskins game, probably fucking up everybody's game. But we got our little second trailer to the first Captain Marvel trailer, which was pretty much an extension of just the first one, in my perspective.
Yeah.
So what is everybody's thoughts on this second trailer?
At least they gave us context on her punching an old woman. That helps. So they gave us the idea. I mean, introduced the Skrull. So at least we know, like, okay, now we know for sure, based off of, like, rumors and, like, our internal conversations, that they're confirming that the Skrulls are going to be a big part of this movie going forward. So I think that it's we're going to start seeing Secret Wars probably by Avengers 4. I think they could do it as early as that.
See, my thing is I kind of just take a little bit of issue with it because I know how Marvel has been, where they don't want to divulge that much information into what the movie is basically all about. We knew that the Skrulls were going to be the main villains of the movie. We knew that, we just found out about the Jude Law thing, that he's not Mar-Vell.
Yeah.
That he's actually going to be like the ultimate, like, Kree soldier. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, Kree soldier that's basically going to turn against her.
Yeah.
Per se.
Right.
And the whole context of Nick Fury, him losing his eye, why he started the Avengers Initiative, that wasn't even diagnosed in any of this trailer. What you basically
saw, it's not supposed to be.
Good.
No, yeah, and that's the good thing. But the general thing is, you got basically two action scenes. One was basically already shown in the first one. The second one was supremely dope, even though I hope that I don't get that much bullshit, like CGI type.
Nah,
fighting.
Yo, whoa. You was co-signing this. She was co-signing this. That shit looked fire.
It was fire. I'm just saying, I don't want it to turn into Green Lantern and have bullshit CGI through it.
This is Marvel. Don't disrespect to Marvel, man. They're not going to give you that. I mean, obviously, if you're dealing with a cosmic level beings, we're going to have to see a lot of the CG
shit. Of course.
You know what I'm saying? We don't want them pulling X-Men type rubber goofy shit. We don't want
like
none of that.
The jump cords and shit.
We don't want none of that, man.
No.
So I'm cool with the CG. I think it's going to be dope, and I like what I saw. Jerv pointed out on the way here that he had a problem. Not a problem, but he saw what could be a problem with the lead actress. He felt as though she was very flat.
Yeah,
she's bland.
So far, I haven't seen anything, and it could be because she's a Kree, so her mindset is like, look, we just fuck shit up, we handle our business, but I didn't see anything from her yet.
Right.
But she hasn't spoke much in any of the trailers either, so she just seems very blasé right now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
As mm-hmm. this hero. So I'm hoping there's going to be something more to her and her character.
My first reaction of her was bland, mm-hmm. as far as her acting was concerned.
It was
Ani's potato salad that you don't agree with without any seasoning in it.
Yeah.
And then your grandma showed up with some good shit at the end of the trailer, like, and put her plate down, and that shit was good. It was fire.
Like, what took you so long to get here?
But we're talking about a dominating military character that's supposed to be precise in her actions. And her detail and violent ways, like she's strategic, but she's also like supremely violent in what she can do with her powers. And, you know, when she speaks, she's just like, you know, she's soft about everything. Now, I don't want to put this as like her being like naive or anything, but when I saw like the Wonder Woman trailer for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and we knew that Gal Gadot was going to be Wonder Woman, we did second guess that character, but we had already saw her as somewhat of a, I guess, villainous character, and also a supreme fighting character in the Fast and the Furious movies that she was in.
You saw that from what? What Fast Furious movie you saw with all that bullshit? I saw her as some hooker on some nigga's leg.
I'm talking about the hanging from the airplane type shit. Those fight scenes.
The movie is just, that's all I'm saying.
I don't know what part you was rewinding to, but thank you.
That was a different Fast and the Furious. That was one on Pornhub.
But the fight scenes that she put in there, it was like, okay, let me give this a shot. And then she blew it out of the fucking water.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm looking at Brie Larson, and, okay, Academy Award-winning actress, okay. But as Carol Danvers, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, but isn't she kind of, like, unsure of who she is? She's not stable in a one side or the other in this movie. It looks like she's kind of confused.
She's not, but then, like, she shows up on Earth, but she's been kicking ass but for so long, I figured she'd be that much more confident in herself.
So it has to be It has to be the fact that she lost her memory and all that, and they reprogrammed her, basically fed her fake memories, and she's just not, she has like no personality. She's what about whatever the mission is for the Kree, right? Mm-hmm. That Star Force or whatever they call themselves, like, she's just about the mission. She has no personality. There's no nothing. So when you see her riding in the car with Nick, and they're sitting there talking, like, she's just, man, she's boring. Like,
she is boring.
She don't
but,
know.
But her line, but he's so, like, oh, so you a hero? It's like, no, we're noble heroes.
Noble warriors.
She's noble warriors.
She's
right,
in 100%. Like, she bought
the Kool-Aid.
She's in.
She's drinking it.
She's
so,
in.
So, quick question. Have any of you guys actually read, like, Captain Marvel comics? I'm not too familiar with the character. So, for a lot of people, they're seeing the trailer, they're seeing this character for the first time, and if they come off as bland, that's bad. But if they have a lot of personality in the comics, and they're bland in the trailer, that's extra bad.
The thing that you see, basically, from the comics is, ultimately, like, the Marvel comics and the Carol Danvers comics, It's a military type movie. That, I think this is what the genre that they want to get into. They want to get into this Kree-Skrull war, and they want to emphasize on this. This, you know how Marvel likes to switch up genres. They did the little romantic comedy. They did the full on comedy.
Yeah.
They want to try and like get into like the horror side maybe a little bit. They want to do like the action. This is like the military one. So you got the Krees and the Skrulls. Each of them are an empire. If you think about it, like the Roman Empire or the British Empire or anything like that, they're more so pillaging the universe, looking for planets to impede and bring forth to their empire. They're just collecting properties at this point. So ultimately, they're soldiers, Star Force on their side, Super Skrulls or Skrulls on the other side, have been fighting this battle for eons, and they just are highlighting their supreme soldiers in this.
Yeah, but doesn't it bode really poorly? You've just seen Infinity War. You've just been devastated. There's the beeper that goes, and you're like, who will save them now? And then you see these two trailers, and you go, oh, good.
Cardboard.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's not, yeah.
And then you got to be worried about, too, her power level. Like, I mean, she's powerful in these trailers. You see
dude,
the power
yeah,
she
dude,
has.
She's OP
so,
or like a motherfucker.
You got to look at it, too, like, well, damn, none of the Avengers can fuck with her. Like, no. They can't even be in the same scene with her because she's that powerful.
Yeah.
You know, like, who is going, what can they do if she's in a fight with them?
It's true.
It's literally like she could show up, be there, do her thing, and credits.
Like, they're fighting foot soldiers only, the Avengers, and she's handling anybody above a foot soldier.
Right.
Which is, you know, the children of Thanos himself, everybody above that pay grade.
I mean, we gotta see
and all that shit.
We gotta see.
Oh, without a doubt.
Thor, because Thor, you know, Thor looked like he's capable of a lot of shit.
He done powered up a couple levels.
Yeah. Thor had it all won. He got a little greedy.
He took care of business.
He got greedy. He wanted to say, talk his shit. Nah. Yeah, Thanos, yeah, I got your ass. I told you what I was gonna do, and then he's still was able to snap.
Now, DC, of course, we've talked about before, that has been known for these godlike characters. Now, Thor, and now this one, Carol Danvers, just being Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, how is Marvel handling this whole power?
I don't doubt these good brothers.
You know how they're handling it?
Not at all.
They're putting everybody in space. They're
right.
Not on Earth.
That's what I'm saying.
DC's heroes are on Earth with these godlike powers.
Yeah, right.
Right.
These guys
even playing terms.
So it's a whole different ballgame because everybody in space is on a power
It's like they're
level.
Fighting the space level.
Right.
Fight.
Yeah.
There's a ground level fight like the shows that we watch, mm-hmm. obviously, you know, on Netflix. Well, not on Netflix anymore, which we'll get into. And then you've got your mid-level, I guess. It would
of
be
course.
Like Avengers and X-Men.
And yep. In Infinity War, like, it was by design to depower Vision. Right from the get, as soon as he hopped on the screen. Because Vision, I mean, you depower Vision, because Vision could do...
He could do the phasing
he
can and learn, everything.
Yeah,
he can be as light as a feather, and he can be as like as heavy as
yeah,
fucking
so they made sure to depower him immediately, so the story could be what it was.
They depowered him?
They depowered him. As soon as he got stabbed. As soon as they stabbed him with that magical...
Oh, yeah. Vision was bullshit after he got
shanked. And he was basically right. injured the whole movie.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Never seen a hero take so many L's in one movie. Like,
yeah.
Left and right.
It's true. Yeah. He was getting his ass whooped in that whole movie. You read about that.
Because he fell in love, bro.
That's true.
That love fucked your
right.
shit up, man.
Yeah,
he should have stayed single and hardcore. He got loved up. He's soft as a motherfucker.
Yeah, he got
Isn't
soft
it the same with Scarlet
too.
Witch? They depowered her, too? Like, or is this like a different?
Well, no.
That's a fact.
She blew up the Infinity Stone. So
I'll tell you one thing.
But her powers are different because her powers came from the stone.
Yeah.
So it's a different.
And she was able to hold. She was able to hold Thanos off and blow the stone.
Oh yeah.
So no, her powers was fine.
But you know what power did get lost? That fucking Russian accent. Where the hell did that go in Infinity War? How about that shit?
That was strategically.
It was ghost.
She used her powers to drop that shit.
Oh, word. Yeah. Now American.
There you go.
Yeah. It's just that we interpret it as she's speaking regular.
Yeah.
Literally, that's it.
So, mm-hmm. so Babs, bringing this up from I hate to bring it up from a female perspective, but how do you feel that Marvel is trying to do this as sort of a ultra feminist movie, as far as bringing in Carol Danvers into the fold with this brand new character? This is their first hit, tryout mm-hmm. at a making a hit at a female lead character.
I was disappointed upon watching it for the first time. I pretty much agree. I think everyone can agree that, you know, you come away thinking, oh, that helmet is badass.
And it is.
You know,
it is.
You know, the costume is badass.
Yep.
Andy Park, who's the creator and designer of a lot of these costumes, he just did, you know, an amazing job on it. And, you know, the scenes that are CG, the fight scenes look fantastic. When you look at Brie Larson, you know that she's an accomplished actress. She's got that baby face, and she's not conventionally attractive like Gal Gadot is. But, you know, she's got power behind her as far as talent goes. So, you know, you kind of underestimate her as an actress, and then she blows it out of the park. Maybe you underestimate her as Captain Marvel, and she blows it out of the park. So, you know, I want to have low expectations so that she, you know,
surpasses
them.
I want this shit to be fire.
But you know, I think it fell a little bit short in the trailers did, and I'm not excited or confident that mm-hmm. she can beat Thanos and end the war. I also hate how
the
sound editing was for that. I'm not going to fight your war. I'm going to end it. It was just this, I hated how that sounded. It sounded like Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
If Marvel has you thinking that, they're doing their job. You think she can't handle Thanos right now, so they're doing their job. So she can come in and wreck shop.
So
everybody like, whoa, wow. She killed it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what my hope is, but that's, you know, I was disappointed.
So ultimately, what is everybody's grade on this trailer?
I'm giving it
C.
Yeah, ooh. C sounds about right.
C plus. It wasn't C plus. It was just it was slightly. I don't know if it was even better than the first trailer. We just got to see more of what she could do. They go hand in hand, so I give it a C plus. It wasn't bad. It's just that to sit there during halftime, like, yeah, it's about to come on. Like, it was just like, eh, all right, cool, whatever, thanks.
C plus is a very fair rating. Needs more Phil Coulson.
Yo, you a diss nigga, man.
Well, you saw that they did reshoots with Brie Larson, the actor who plays Phil Coulson, and who else? There's one other person.
Brie Larson, Clark.
Colby Smulders, maybe,
yeah,
or something
maybe,
like that?
Yeah.
She's in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
the one cool thing I will give this movie, that they haven't shown that much in the trailers at all, aside from young Nick Fury. The fact that they brought back, like, you know, Ronan the Accuser from Guardians of the Galaxy, they have young Nick Fury and Phil Coulson, they have Colby Smulders and, like, all these other people from the other movies who we haven't seen.
High school in this movie? Like,
Maybe, like, 18? Maybe it's just like fresh out the boat. But like the fact that it takes place in the 90s, I think is the coolest part.
Fresh recruit.
And the thing I look forward to the most. But
y'all see how clean that subway looked when it rolled up?
Yeah.
That subway was clean as fuck,
That was an LA subway.
Hell yeah. That shit was clean as hell.
One thing I will say though, and I said it last night in the group chat, like, I think it was better served for Captain Marvel's movie to happen before Infinity War. Because when you're sandwiched in.
That's fair.
Between. Maybe the greatest movie in the genre all time to possibly the next greatest movie in the genre of all time.
At least most anticipated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like we don't really, it's not that we don't want to see the movie, it's just like, goddamn, like we mm-hmm. we got to see what happens next.
And that's why I'm giving it a C as well. I'm kind of in that same boat. It's kind of like we went through this with Ant-Man last summer.
Yeah.
It was kind of that movie, like it was kind of like the palate cleanser.
Don't call it the filler episode.
No, I said it was the palate cleanser to what happened in Infinity War. So we went going into that. But I think our kind of anticipation is, okay, now we can kind of see the hero that could save us from Infinity War.
Right.
But it's also the same thing as, like, can we just get to Infinity War already? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't need another in-between movie, especially one that's technically a prequel
to everything else. Yes, we do.
Speak of Potter, I'll do it if you don't want to do it.
Nah, we fucking do need it.
Yes.
So I'm going to give this shit a B. I'm not going to do this because, number one, I'm going to give it a B because I trust in Marvel. And they haven't all the way let us down. They've let us down a little bit. Ant-Man, I still haven't been able to get through it. Ant-Man Part 2, to be 100% honest. Okay. I still haven't been able to get through it. I fall asleep every goddamn time. But in-between movies are needed so that we don't end up, you know, we know these characters need to play a pivotal role in the bigger movies.
Right.
And we don't want them to just come out of anywhere, so it is kind of a side, it's a side mission in this video game, like, just learn about this motherfucker so that when they appear on the screen and do this big dope shit, you're not like, who the fuck is this nigga,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm cool with that. The special effects look good. I can't judge that woman's acting. Fuck DC. I'm glad they put in up
a character that looks
like they could beat Wonder Woman. I just want to see them keep stomping and stomping and stomping on DC until they finally give up Batman and give him Marvel.
I'm going to go on record and say this movie will not be as good as Wonder Woman. Continue.
I mean, that's a good guess.
Since we brought up the nostalgia element of the 90s, and we brought this up before with the Sony Marvel Venom, which had that very early 2000s feel of like, oh, cringe, early 2000s, but also in a good way, in a nostalgia feel. Mm-hmm. Would you say it's going to be better than Venom?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be. It better be.
Listen,
I walked out of Venom to take a shit for 30 minutes. Yes.
We know the story, bro, and I told you Venom was a good movie.
Yo, Venom,
and everybody clowned me when I said that shit was a dope.
It's a good movie.
I said it was a good movie.
Yo, the box office numbers speak.
It's a C movie, but you just go in.
It's a good movie.
Go in with no expectations of Marvel, and you're like, all right, yeah, that was cool.
I don't give a fuck about the box office numbers. That movie is butt.
That's a good movie.
You know what movie isn't butt? Spider-Man. That is the shit.
This guy.
That is that good, good.
There
Give me another one, please.
I tell you.
Cheers.
Captain Marvel's will be, I give it a B. The trailer's a B. Marvel's doing their thing. They're setting everything up the right way. And they have to calm everybody down. This is the calm down. Because I'm telling you, when they announced the title of this Avengers 4 movie, y'all motherfuckers going to be pissed as hell. Like, that's it?
What if they don't?
Y'all waited all this time to announce the title of a movie, and that's the title of the movie? Like, the hype is going so crazy.
Yeah. It's just
going
to be called Avengers.
Like you said, you saw people on social media are bashing everything
that Marvel Entertainment is throwing on YouTube because they want the fucking trailer.
Yeah, they're just like, yo, Avengers 4? No Avengers 4? Yo, just dislike all this shit.
Like, Squirrel Girl, fuck that. Where's Avengers 4?
Yeah, like, come on, for real? Like, let Marvel do what they do. Like you said, they've let us down before, of course. They haven't had all bangers and hits.
No, but they haven't let us down on something that was supposed to deliver. They gave us, think about it, as boring, or I keep falling asleep watching Ant-Man 2. Ant-Man 1 was a super surprise. I mean, surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Surprisingly entertaining. So they
Ant-Man's like the Venom of the Sony world.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, don't fucking do that. Ant-Man 1 is, I respect that.
I pose this question. I got a question for anybody that wants to answer it, right?
I got
If Captain Marvel came out before Infinity War, right, and then you fast forward to that Nick Fury scene, and he does the beeper, right, the intergalactic beeper, right, and then you see that logo. If people who don't know who Captain Marvel is, right, and they see that logo, if that movie came out before, I think people that are not like really just fit, like the casual fans, like they would get more excited about, oh shit. That's that woman we saw save the Earth from the Skrulls and all that. Like, a lot of people didn't understand, like, what is that?
And that's fine.
I think that's doper.
They don't have to.
We knew, but
But that's who it was for.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
who it was for. Because Marvel knows what the fuck they're doing. Hey, press Google, bitch. Google. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Google it, and then you can find out. You know what I'm saying? That's for them. Yeah. But I think it was a smart move to do that because it made it look like, oh, this is an important character we need. They're going to sell to the young female. And I'm cool with that. Like, I tell my girl all the time, man, we have a daughter. She not playing with no fucking Barbie that sit around in the crib all day just, you know what I mean, fucking off. She gonna play with Wonder Woman. She gonna play with some UFC Trade women's up. Character dolls.
I'm with you on that.
I want some fighter women for my daughter to grow up
that's
with.
Why I want, let my, so that's strong. Why I let my daughter watch Little Mermaid. They ain't gonna give up her fucking voice to go be with some dude.
Some
come
nigga.
On,
it always revolves around believing that shit. With some dude that sit like, on his ass.
I got to
like
leave my whole world to be with this dude, but I gotta lose my voice. Get
wait, so wait, you make her watch Mulan then, right?
Fuck. Oh, yeah, she can watch Mulan. Yeah. I'm sorry. Warrior Princess? Absolutely. Xena, Xena to the core. Yeah. All right. Other than that, I give this trailer a B-. Why? Because I am strictly keeping it for context sake. The action scenes that I saw in the last 30 seconds, as I said, in the reaction video, are super fantastic.
Fantastic.
Did I get like bland in the first like minute or two? Yeah, like a little bit. I got an elongated version of him, of her beating the shit out of that old lady who happened to be a Skrull in the beginning. And then I saw that long ass walk from the spaceship all the way to the other spaceship by Starforce again. And I'm just, you know, that's what I'm driving it on. I didn't see that much more content from Nick Fury, but that was it.
Also, just as somebody from a makeup perspective, that old lady, I could swear that's Brie Larson with prosthetics on.
What?
Oh, that's gangster. Hold up. Let me see.
Look at her face. I look like Brie Larson if I do the right
makeup. I told you, that's your next cosplay, is that old lady Skrull.
We have a Marvel theory, everybody.
Anyway, I'm not sure. Are we talking DC ladies like Zatanna at all tonight?
Yes, we are.
We're going to get into that.
I'm just thinking about it.
Side note, everybody. You know, people are mad because every movie can't be Bumblebee trailer, which is excellent. And then we're not talking about Bumblebee tonight, but I just want to always represent for Transformers.
So, Jerv.
That shit-ass movie. We will
yo, bro, stop running.
Let's jump. Boop, boop. Time to jump. Yeah, we're going to jump shit. Bye.
So everyone, panel, what the hell is going on in the Marvel Netflix development? Because as we are in process right now, we lost Iron Fist. Thank you, Jesus. Chi bullets and all. God bless you for leaving us. Luke Cage, which severely fucked me up. And then the greatest of all of them, Daredevil, is now gone. With only Punisher and Jessica Jones left to stand for us.
Because we knew this was happening.
Listen, as soon as DC said they were coming out with their DC universe, you knew.
And Titans is fire.
Marvel was going to pull them shows off of Netflix. Now, I'm not sure what the contract is, so Netflix can probably play those shows for the next 5 years or whatever it is. But they were going to shut that shit down. Do their own Marvel universe and put their own content on it because it makes so much sense and it's going to make them so much fucking money.
That's true.
Because they are running shit at the box office. They have okay cartoons that have come out and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But there's and now they can do their shows like Scarlet Witch and the Vision.
Yes.
You know, Falcon and Bucky. Hopefully Groot and Rocket Raccoon.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, who knows what else they're going to have planned, but they can do so much on their own service. So it makes sense for them to do that. I'm not mad about it. Look, from what they're saying, you keep on seeing these little tags like, it's not over, they're not done.
Yeah.
So you're assuming that they're going to continue to play these characters in another venue. I doubt they'll jump into the movies, but you never know. But those characters hopefully will still come back in some way, shape, or form. Hopefully, Charlie Cox will be still playing Daredevil because
he's a great Daredevil. Yes, he is.
He's awesome.
So hopefully they find some way to get him in on a TV show of his, just redo it on their own, you know, show, whatever it is. But those characters hopefully will still be around.
From my understanding of like reading up on some like different sites and stuff, it's like they can't redo those Netflix shows exactly how they were on Netflix. So it's more expected for those characters to be sprinkled into another show or another movie. They can't be the same way it was on Netflix. They can't do it.
The one thing that was brought up in that fact is the instance that they're saying that we can't just like let this Netflix series with all these characters, Charlie Cox,
you know,
the girl that plays Karen Page, the guy that plays Froggy.
Right.
We can't just move this into Disney streaming. Exactly. We have to completely reboot the entire thing.
So you know, reboot means recast.
Like reboot, reboot means recast.
So you won't see Charlie Cox. Maybe
you will not see Charlie Cox. But another thing that was also speculated was the fact that Marvel, unbeknownst to them, did not know that they were going to cancel Daredevil. That has been brought out recently.
Yeah, so that was the writers in the news. Were surprised.
Yeah, the writers were ready for season four. The people at Marvel, the executives at Marvel, were surprised that they canceled Daredevil. They felt like they were blindsided.
These motherfuckers is playing a war. Yeah, they're playing checkmate on Marvel.
Yeah, so that's just speculation. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that they're like, oh yeah, we ain't know nothing about that. When really, like, that's the way. That's the diversion, because they love to fucking just play with people,
right?
To like get us off topic. Mm-hmm. And say, oh, that was Netflix move. Right. It wasn't Disney move and all that other shit.
Right.
Because it seems like everybody that Disney's bringing into the Marvel universe, as far as like either the actors, the directors, executive producers, are all a part of your contract is that you get to fuck with people on social media. You get to troll as much as possible.
Yeah, we've been being, trolled about this Avengers movie forever.
And divulge nothing. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's literally their standpoint. So they got two series left that they have not canceled. One has already had two seasons. The other one has one. Punisher was dope. First season of Jessica Jones was dope. Second season was
okay. It was okay. It was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay. It wasn't bad. It was just okay. You know,
but they haven't heard anything on them yet. But they was quick to cancel Daredevil.
Well, that's because their episodes are, as far as I understand, they're done. They're done shooting those episodes.
They're in post production.
So they're gonna they're gonna post them up, and then once after they post them up, they're going to get canceled because they're going to rid themselves of everything Marvel. Because, you know, Disney is going to, they're going to battle with Disney, and they got to go to battle with the DC DC Universe streaming streaming service. So that's it. Like, that's it. The battle lines are drawn. You can check it out on partynerds.com with my article. That's what I talk about. Shameless plug. But
smooth.
Yeah, but they're going to battle, and they're going to rid themselves of Marvel.
Yeah, it's almost like, how do you go to war with somebody that you used to do business with? Like, we used to get money together. It's like the Rockefeller
split. Yeah.
We used to get so much money together.
Yeah, well, now I'm going to get this money by my mother.
I'm
going
to get this money by my mother.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that's cooking up the motherfucking products. I invented the motherfucking product. All the ingredients is mine. I was just using your block. Now I'm using my block.
And I bought the block.
Yeah, this all is my block.
All I want is a one more reunion tour with the Defenders season two. Just do it right. Wrap everything up nice, and then just let it end. I just want a conclusion.
I don't trust them.
I want a conclusion for Luke Cage.
Ain't gonna happen.
I want a conclusion for Iron Fist.
Ain't gonna happen.
I want a conclusion for Daredevil.
Ain't gonna happen.
Nothing is made for artistic integrity anymore. It's made for business decisions. That's why they're doing. Like, that's why everything is happening the way it is.
Say it again.
There's no artistic integrity left.
I'm not mad about that, Jesus.
I'm not mad about that at all.
That's how it's supposed to be, because money make the world go round.
And if you want artistic integrity, make a fan film or a fan trailer. Those actually do get a lot of attention
and
love.
If you want artistic and what was it, integrity?
Integrity.
Yeah. You should watch the new Spider-Man movie.
Let's talk about the Spider-Man movie. Can we do that?
No, we're not going to do that. Fuck AJ, we're not doing that right now. AJ going to wait till his time comes up to talk about that goddamn movie.
Oozing with creativity.
He's going to wait till his time comes up to talk about that
and
movie.
You can tell the studio let them do whatever the fuck they wanted with that movie, and they nailed it, and I loved it.
And now the more excited he gets about it, the more scared I am to watch it.
No, I'm telling you. He's right. He's right. That shit's gonna be fire. I'm telling you. That's that fire.
Like, the best way to describe the movie without going into detail is that it's just like, I haven't had that much fun in a movie in so long. It's an absolute blast from beginning to end. The cinematography, the animation, the music.
The music.
The jokes are on point, but they don't overdo it. And it all has like solid heart at the core of the film.
And with all the universes that they pull into it, everything fits nice and
like,
neat.
It's definitely a movie that's aimed for like all ages. Like, you know, it's a PG movie. It's like, you know, think Pixar, but dope and creative and awesome, and I love it. And that's it. We'll talk about it more when it actually comes out.
Let's talk about it now. Fuck it.
Let's talk about it now.
Let's talk about it now.
Like, that's just what it comes down to. Like, When we were at Comic-Con, they were talking to Phil Lord and Chris Miller, like the executive producers, mm-hmm. and they basically tricked Sony into letting them do the movie. They're like, oh, like we're going to do like a Spider-Man movie with Peter Parker. And they were like, what the fuck is this? He's like, oh, this is what we're actually working on. Ah, gotcha. And they're like, oh, well, might as well finish it up. And it's great. Also, I love everything Phil Lord and Chris Miller have ever done, like the Lego movie, the first Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, 21 and 22 Jump Street, Clone High. Their sense of humor is definitely my sense of humor.
You actually said Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Yeah, the first one was great.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, Marvel yeah. dropped the ball by not trying to play nice with Sony, because now Sony got this shit.
They got leverage
unlocked.
Venom. I said Venom again is the one.
Sony's winning right now, and I hate it.
Venom is the tentpole.
They didn't fuck up.
They fucked up.
Fuck them, dog.
They fucked up.
Y'all okay? Come y'all back get home. To keep y'all fucking little shit. It's never
little
gonna be
shit.
The same.
They got the number one character from Marvel.
Listen, man, I don't give a fuck, man. The number one character from Marvel is always going to look the best when he's fucking with Marvel, when his hands are on him. We've mm-hmm. seen him over and over again mm-hmm. dealt with by them, and they always fall a little bit short, bro. And they'll continue, and yeah, it might make money because people at the end of the day want to see that original invention from Stan Lee. They want to see that original character, and you could probably hand it to any company and people will go to the movies yeah. to fucking watch yeah, it. They made a great purchase years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's just the bottom line of it. You know, they're dealing with something that's so good that a shitty version of it is still okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Marvel will keep on bringing out fucking characters out. Then they'll fuck around and make a Thing movie. Only Thing. And that shit will be perfect. Mm-hmm. They could make a movie out of fucking anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens with the Fox deal once that goes through.
I don't know about that.
They can.
I don't know about that, but...
They fucking can, bro.
I don't know about that, but... I don't think it's going to happen.
Man,
just saying.
How can you not have faith?
Just saying.
Jessica Jones won.
Dope.
Nobody knew about Jessica Jones outside the
culture. First season is dope.
For her, but for them to body that, bro, they keep proving it over and over again and bringing out these characters that nobody knows about. DC ain't never done that shit.
Because they have the tentpole. That's it.
You think Sony can take one of the B-level characters from fucking Marvel and make a movie and people will give a fuck? No, they got Venom.
They tried that with Suicide Squad and look how that turned out.
And those are actually higher level. I wouldn't even call them all the way B-level characters.
Listen. Once you find your mojo, you good.
They didn't find a mojo. The mojo came from Marvel. It's the intellectual property is already something great. It's like Jesus is probably the greatest story ever told. If I make a movie about Jesus, people going to watch that shit. That shit could be starring me as Jesus.
Black Jesus. Black Jesus.
And as well as shit.
You're right.
Bro,
it should be starring you. You're right. You're right.
If I make motherfucking Passion of the Christ 2, that shit gonna do some numbers. If I make Jesus in space, like afterwards he went on an adventure, I bet you I get some clicks on that bitch.
Like Homeboys in Space?
Just walking on air, you know what I'm saying?
So speaking on what the fuck DC's been doing, Jerv, what the fuck has DC been doing?
I don't know what the fuck DC doing right now.
They smoking crack.
So DC's got...
Smoking crack.
They're going to do a Zatanna movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to do a Blue Beetle movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't like Jaime Reyes, or homie? Is that what you're saying?
Come on, man.
Where Jorge at? We need Jorge.
Come on.
Ed, no, we got Ed. Ed, what's up, bro?
That's Jorge.
Yo, Jorge. He's just looking for,
you're looking for the first Latino. You
Taylor! You can Spanish a little?
What do you think?
Never mind.
What did we just... What the hell just happened?
Never mind.
He was looking for the first Latino he could find, sir. Sorry about that.
Wow.
Damn. So, yeah, they're doing these movies, and supposedly... What they're saying is they're not going to do the Flashpoint movie now.
Yeah, that's now out of production, out of development.
So
especially you put all that work into it.
Yeah,
but what work did they really put in?
I don't know.
I don't know. They announced DC characters. We're going to get a Thomas Wayne. They ain't do shit. You're right.
They just had the one flat, the Ezra Miller in one movie, and you thought they were going to expand.
So
on
the
it.
Won't
did
be.
They
a,
give did they give reasons about that?
None of that.
Nothing good.
Completely
canceled
it.
Because Ezra Miller is at an all-time high. Like, he's beloved by our generation, and there's no reason, like, he hasn't undergone any fire with recent, like, you know, political and...
I'm not thinking that it's his.
I don't think it's him. I think, necessarily, this is DC.
And WB.
Trying to get into the millennial crowd. They know that these are younger characters. and they're trying to introduce him. But the thing is, it's a shot in the dark because the characters that they're talking about, Zatanna and Blue Beetle, were brought up, what, late 2006, 2008, maybe? They're not like these, they're not the pre-essential DC characters that we're used to. Flash is, what, 1930s?
Right.
Superman's like these are characters that everybody knows. You're talking about Blue Beetle and Zatanna replacing Flash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's broke, so fix it.
Yeah,
I mean, DC's on it now. So this, it's broke, so fix it. Like,
no, I mean, they also got to remember that they also have this Birds of Prey movie that they're really putting focus on.
I keep forgetting
Zatanna is.
Why do you keep forgetting
that they're going towards Zatanna and not everything else?
Yeah, and they got a thousand movies in production supposedly, like, but they can't get nothing off the ground. Like, we get every few months we get an announcement. There's a new movie coming out, and there's no buzz around it because we know, like, the public, like, we're smart, man. Like, you know, you're not coming out with this shit.
There's a lot.
You're not.
Marvel you're dropped not. 19 titles in one motherfucking
And we
day
know that shit is coming.
On all them
we know that
so
shit is
far.
Coming.
Yeah.
We know that
it's
shit is coming.
It's called the phases.
That shit is
well,
on
no,
the way.
Well, no. They actually did deliver that. And it was, that, but I told everybody from the dick.
Yes, you did.
That I said it, that they it will be impossible to make Inhumans and that it will be a disaster. Then they moved it
they
into,
knew that.
And they
and
turned
they
it
that.
Into a television show.
And it was,
and it was worse than I could fucking imagine.
That's AJ, did you like the Inhumans television show?
No, that shit was awful.
That shit was like a teenage fucking dream.
Love story. I loved it.
Wait, you know how we make fun of Venom for being 90s? This is worse than 90s.
Oh, no, you're right. It's all time low. Like, I was the only motherfucker in the IMAX that day. Like, I was the only person, one
you
person.
You went to the Tropicana IMAX to go see that shit?
I gotta watch everything. I gotta watch everything.
So I do too, but I didn't watch that shit, bro. I do a lot.
It was Tuesday. You know the tilting down the way?
Yeah, what is that? Was that an investment?
It was Tuesday, so it was only
$6.
Wait a minute. Is this light skin talk going on right now?
Yeah. He knows what theater I'm talking about. It's the only IMAX in our town.
It's no longer with us.
It's done. But I was the only motherfucker in the theater. Like, only. It was just me.
Wow.
They were like, I was like, yo, let me get one for Inhumans. They were like, you sure? I was like, nah, I know it's a piece of shit, but, you know, I ain't doing shit.
You want to evaluate your life decisions
shopping,
before
like,
going in?
Got to evaluate my life.
Let me get some popcorn, and I'm out. Yo, that's horrible, B. Horrible.
Man.
Horrible.
You could just look at the fucking trip. Bro, just
horrible.
All I had to do was imagine it, and I told y'all, no way is this going to be possible from the moment that they said it. No
way. That lead character doesn't speak.
Why is that? What, is it just at the time? So you're saying like 10 years from now they could do it? Or just never?
I can't predict how things would happen, but I just don't see it in a cinematic. Some things just were meant to look like be on a comic book page, and some things were meant to be able to be put in
don't
a real
translate.
World.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't look right. Like, even some costume designs are a little too...
Oh, that shit was from ShopRite.
So, you know, they had to
make... Not even from a wig.
Oh, my God.
Not even Party City. ShopRite.
So they had to make switches to make it more believable.
ShopRite wig.
From ShopRite.
Like, Black Bolt didn't have the whole, you know...
No, he ain't had a whole...
But just the idea of Black Bolt being like, if he burps... Everyone's dead. this dude don't got a burp. That's just the idea I'm talking about from on a Marvel level. I never liked, like, yo, this motherfucker don't snore at night. It's just anything. If you just sleep in the middle of the night and just you wake this motherfucker,
you don't have
up
a nightmare.
Like, what? And the whole planet just burst in half. Get the fuck out of here, bro. This dude can't get no head.
No,
he can't do nothing. If this dude just moans, you know what I mean?
It's
just,
that's the realest shit I ever
heard. Like, what they gonna do while this dude busts a nut? They just wrap his fucking face up in a towel.
These are the questions that I don't ask myself ever. And they just come out of his mouth like they're proven fat.
That's some real shit.
That's
right
a real,
that's
real thing
real
about Black Bolt,
right
though.
Yeah, it's like, come on, bro. You can't tickle this man. No.
Can't stub his toe.
Right. He's no on
Kevin Feige is smart on this shit, though. He do like, all right, nah, we're going to scrap this Inhuman shit. You know what? We's thinking about doing
probably for that fact. He's going to get fucking clowned the entire goddamn time.
He said, yo, we're scrapping that. He said, yo, the Runaways, we can't do that as a movie. It's not going to work.
Yeah, we'll do it as a whack TV show.
I like the TV show. I like the Runaways. I like the Runaways.
Yo, come on.
I fucked with the Runaways. Now, listen.
Wait.
Like I said in the group chat, go ahead.
Dev. We spent all this time clowning humans. What's worse, Inhumans or Runaways?
Oh yeah, Inhumans.
Okay. Let's calm it down.
Runaways is fun,
man. Like you gotta get past the Skinamax acting. You gotta get past that. The acting's bad, but the characters are fun, man. They're interesting. It's fun. You got some shit. You gotta go into it like, all right, I'm not expecting nothing. I just need it to be fun. Right? Not everything's gonna be great. Not everything's gonna be A1.
Shit, bro.
That shit's fun. It's fun. And I like that fucking dinosaur.
Like, dinosaur's great. I got like a puppet.
Yeah.
The dinosaur got me, man.
No, in a bad way.
I was rolling for that goddamn dinosaur.
I was
fucking with it a little bit, then I saw that dinosaur and I was like,
but the thing is, the dinosaur has to be there.
Yeah.
So that's my issue is certain things was like, yo, that's dope on paper as a drawing. Real world, nah, man. Let that thrive.
Like, cause you can never let nobody see this dinosaur. Like they gotta put in a shopping cart, like E.T., put a blanket over his head, and push him down the street. And it's an empty street. That's what I'm saying. It was like
I have a general question. Are you okay with all this bad content being produced, being made? Because it's always going to be made. Content is king.
Right.
Yes.
And there's no original content out there, so they're just going to take something, they're going to be fuck it, and they're going to make it. Would you rather that they stop doing that and choose more selectively, or are you okay with the fact that they're probably going to continue to make
I'm okay with them throwing as much shit out there.
I'm okay with it as long as it's something I don't give a fuck about.
No. Here's why I'm okay with it. I'm okay with them going deep into the well to find stories that have not been told.
Right.
At least put it out there and see if you can get some kind of reception out of it.
To be honest.
Good or bad, one way or the other, you're going to get reception for it. Whatever you think of Inhumans, yes, they did it. One season, it was shit. They got rid of it. Fine. Runaways, people had their ups and downs about it, but at least it got enough traction for them to justify a second season.
So then why cancel things like Flashpoint? Why cancel things like the Zatanna?
That's DC.
DC is very scatterbrained right now.
That's DC.
They're fucked up.
They're scatterbrained. They don't know what... The thing is, they're seeing what's going on in the superhero genre, and they're reactionary right now.
Exactly, because take for instance when Guardians of the Galaxy came out. Everybody was like, who the fuck is that?
Right.
Yep. Nobody knew who the fuck that was. They brought out some C-level squad that was burst into the 90s, had like a limited series with a few characters. Actually was brought back on with brand new characters.
Yeah.
And because all these characters were linked to a few other people,
yeah,
the shit was like a smash.
It was.
The soundtrack was cool.
Yep.
Yeah,
and it
shocked me.
And here's the thing:
one more point. So you had Guardians of the Galaxy, like the C-level squad, or like a squad movie that really exploded. There, a couple of years down the road, DC's Counterpoint was trying to do something like that with Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, you had your mega hit with Wonder Woman. Everything was great. You saw an uptick. Then you see Captain Marvel starting to explode because of the hype for how it leads from and into the Avengers movies, that bookmark it, which is why they're going with Zatanna and Birds of Prey.
And this is all...
But who are they linked to?
This is all original content, too. It's not like...
Well, it's not.
Right.
DC needs their
characters. So all their characters and all these stories they've told in comics, they're just bringing to the screen.
Right.
So it's original content that they're doing.
It's original adaptation.
Correct.
It's
okay.
Original
so it's original adaptation. Okay. But I'm okay with that. I'm okay with them seeing what's going to sell. And because
remember, Inhumans is only there because they needed X-Men and they didn't have
X-Men. Right. Yeah. We all know that.
Actually, Marvel Comics tried to make Inhumans as important as mutants.
It will never happen.
And that's the only reason why that happened. But for DC, I think DC, if they were going to just do something, they should have just said, fuck it. Let's say they did make a Justice League movie, right? Mm-hmm. And they made it. And then they just said, look, we're going to just make it like Justice League been already fighting for 4 years and then just tell backstories. Like literally.
We know the stories.
Like fill it in later. Sometimes if you want to catch up to a person, it's better to just jump into the motherfucker and tell stories intelligently that way, because you're never going to be able to follow the blueprint of a successful movie of six different characters and catch up. You can't. If you're trying to do that, you might as well jump right in.
Well, that was the problem from trying to do what they did, but starting at the end finish line and trying to go backwards.
Yeah.
Instead of starting at the beginning. If they did it that way, well, they could have built those characters one at a time.
But I'm saying since they didn't, instead what they did was they rushed the introduction inside of Batman versus Superman.
Right. Yeah.
Where they didn't need to, everybody already knows what fucking where all these characters come from. So if they just appeared and they were just fighting, right? As a team, and then we start seeing like flashbacks and shit like that, we could all get disappointed one by one. Oh, that's not really how he got his powers, this and that, but they're already flushed in building new adventures. Yeah. That's how they should have fucking did the shit, and it's cheaper. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're wasting fucking money, they're getting people attached to actors and shit, and then losing them. It's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they're playing catch up.
So quick question. Since we're on the topic of like DC as a whole, how do you guys feel the new Aquaman movie is going to A, actually be in terms of quality, and B, perform as far as the box office goes? Because everything I see with the movie, it looks good.
I think it's going to be good.
I have high hopes from jump. So
I think
it was going to be good. Because as soon as I heard who the director was, as soon as I found out it was James Wan, I knew he wasn't going to fuck this shit.
So wait, what has James Wan done in the past? I think he did, what was it like?
He did all the Conjuring movies.
So he does a lot of horror. What does that have to do with Aquaman?
He was going to make Aquaman.
But generally,
a
lot of horror directors do good comic book movies. Take Scott Derrickson with Doctor Strange. You got basically, what's my man's name?
Which movie?
I was going to say Zack Snyder with the goddamn Sucker Punch and everything. Because before that, he was one of the assistant directors for Blair Witch Project.
Zack Snyder's only done two good movies, but continue.
As long as the movie's interesting to look at and have decent in story, that's all.
The movie's
going to
be entertaining,
right?
Yeah,
without a doubt. I think the biggest thing for the question was how are they going to talk underwater?
Yeah,
and you see that they just saw by having him speak, just
like
forget the bubbles putting him in bubbles of talk and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I know that was that was your big issue of how they're going to pull that shit off.
Yeah,
and he took the simple route. Look, just make him fucking speak underwater.
And Marvel going to just shock the world with Namor the Submariner and shit all over.
Nah.
They're going to wipe their penises all over.
He is the first mutant, sir. last but not least, I mean, as far as speculation is going, with only 7 minutes to roll, according to speculation, Wednesday, because of President H.W. Bush's funeral, we're probably not going to get the Infinity War trailer on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They're speculating now that we're going to get it on Friday. Note that there has not been any confirmation by Marvel. But in hindsight, what are our expectations going for this movie in the next few, if it even comes out in the next few days, even if it doesn't, what do you expect it going to be?
No expectations, man.
None.
Let them just drop the trailer, enjoy the trailer, wait for the movie, and just rock out.
I told y'all this months ago, I don't want no fucking trailer. I don't blame them if they don't. This would be the dopest shit if they Beyonce this shit and didn't even tell us when it come out. It should just be a commercial that says, in theaters, right the fuck now.
What? I gotta go, Mom!
I would love that.
Listen, car crashes, fights at the movie theater.
Yes.
Like, this shit would be anarchy, bro. Like, literally, that shit just be like, showing now.
Yeah. One day only, advanced screening, January 1st.
In what theater, nigga?
Yo,
in every theater right now.
I second that, man. It's like, look, I do want the trailer, but at the same time, I've been telling people, like, yo, they can literally just come out with the shit, and they're still going to make $2 billion.
I think it would be a greater experience to literally, for the first time in your life, go into a movie,
fresh,
and you didn't see anything. It is not going to stop one person. The trailer is not bringing people to this movie.
We're just greedy.
The trailer should not. Here's what I think is going to happen. The trailer's not going to drop because you still have to have Captain Marvel come out. You can't drop a trailer and then basically drop a trailer that has to involve Captain Marvel, but Captain Marvel hasn't even been in theaters.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you definitely can.
This is why they dropped the Captain Marvel trailer first. So now you see her, see her power level, you see kind of just what she can do.
Remember, she's
probably not going to be all through the trailer, Avengers trailer, she'll just
pop up.
Man, don't show that shit.
You just see a clip of her doing something.
I think that the trailer will drop in March.
Yo, these little
what?
I don't think it's dropping this year.
I got. Can I get a bet? I want a bet. Can I get a bet on that, Ed?
That they don't drop the trailer at all.
Somebody get me on the phone with Disney, man.
Until March?
They wouldn't.
At worst, 2019 will be the first.
What are you talking about? Like a trailer at the end of the Captain Marvel movie?
No, a trailer period. Trailer.
Just a trailer.
Yeah,
At worst, it won't come out this year.
They're
not going to do it now.
These little shits that are trolling and everything, the way that they like starting shit and everything, I hope Marvel does not release a trailer at fucking all. Yeah.
So we're not going to get a trailer. We're going to get a teaser. It's going to be like...
I don't even want the 60 teaser.
Seconds long.
I don't want to see
45
shit.
Seconds.
That's already
it's just
going to
be like talking over it.
No, 60 seconds is a trailer.
Like,
a teaser is 15 seconds.
Okay.
Listen,
well,
yo,
then.
What if they just said, look, you got to buy your ticket right now. We're going to tell you when it come out. If you got stuck at work or whatever, then fuck you.
Teach these little kids a lesson, man. Yo, teach them some patience.
Like, you just want shit to be fucked up.
I just want shit to be just random.
Just want anarchy.
Surprise us, man. It's a good feeling. If you a hip hop fan and you just find out, like, Jay-Z got an album. Yo, this shit is crazy. Like, people love that feeling, bro. Like,
yes, they do.
Because you wasn't expecting greatness, and now you got your weekend. It's just different.
The thing is, you can do that with a music album. Because if they just drop like a new Foo Fighters album, I can have that streaming on my phone right this second on my phone.
Exactly.
I can't necessarily leave my job.
We want to know who the diehard motherfuckers is. Are you willing to risk your motherfucking next paycheck? Are you willing to
Babs ain't leaving work to watch Avengers 4, fuck that. She will wait till the weekend when she's not cosplaying or creating a costume, which is going to be three weeks after the movie comes out.
All the entrepreneurs will be in that motherfucker because we don't got no goddamn balls. I'm walking out of any job photo shoot. I'll give you a free photo shoot next time, brother.
Like, hey, Dev, where you going? Listen, hey, Dev. Dev.
They're going to drop a trailer because a trailer is money. Trailer is going to get people to come see the movie.
We've been promoting for fucking Marvel since Infinity War.
It's gonna get the other fans, the casual fans.
Everybody. The whole world is a real fan.
We're already invested.
I know we're invested. Even these little kids are invested.
That's what the trailer's for. It's for somebody else to see.
Are we placing bets or are we talking about what we think about how it's going to go?
We can run a poll.
If Ed wants to lose money,
you got 10 minutes to bet.
When did last year's Infinity War trailer drop?
Like,
wasn't it during the Super Bowl?
It was the end of November.
It was more than a year ago in November. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it's dropping in December.
So like, everybody watched The Avengers die. No one's going to not turn on this fucking movie. They do not need a trailer.
They do need a trailer.
Yes,
they need
that commercial.
They don't need a trailer. Yeah, they're going to put out a trailer just because.
No, but, they need a trailer.
They don't need
a trailer. They need a trailer.
It doesn't matter. People are going to see it, whether it's a trailer or not.
It's just convenient for them to have a trailer. It's convenient.
If it's garbage,
which it won't be.
Can I make one point?
I promise you. Even if they never release one trailer or one commercial, people are going to see this movie.
I'm still going to see the shit.
But do you think they're going to make more money if they drop a trailer?
No.
Do you think more people are going to see this movie if they have commercials and
advertising? Yes.
Well, you guys are wrong.
Do you know what a trailer does?
Listen,
when you saw the first Avengers trailer, what did you do? Oh, shit! Yes, the first one. You got hype as fuck. That's what it's for.
Why was a trailer during a halftime show during a football game in America?
Most eyes.
Publicity.
And there were contracts with so-and-so and so-and-so, and so-and-so got paid off so that they didn't have a commercial during that time, and that person had, you know, like, it's
and
money.
And it was also because it was ESPN, which is owned by Disney.
There you go.
That's why, too.
Trailer gets you hyped to see a movie.
I'm hyped already. I don't need that trailer.
All this hype we're doing, you know how we always complain that Christmas music is playing in the mall when it's not even, like, Halloween hasn't even ended yet and we haven't gotten to Thanksgiving? Yeah. Can we at least get Captain Marvel out of the way first?
No.
Can we at least
do
that?
That's not necessary.
They can do it, but it's not necessary. Christmas before Thanksgiving is even here. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
For you people out there, put this shit in your thoughts, man. We got a minute left. If you don't want the trailer, if you want to go into that movie fucking fresh, feel free to comment on us on Instagram Live, on Instagram. Let us know exactly what you think.
Darnell, put the post up. Do we want the trailer?
Do you want the trailer or not?
We don't need the trailer.
Put the poll up.
A trailer gets you hyped to see shit.
We don't need that damn
it's
trailer.
It's like seeing a girl in a brown panty. That's that gets you hyped for sex.
It's neat.
We don't need it.
I tell you to come over and bone Beyonce. You do not need to see a trailer.
True that.
You already know who Beyonce is. Everyone knows
it's been a great show.
It's been a great show. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Peace out.
Party nerds, we out.
We're done.
I'm good.